Good morning, Algona. I'm Kelly Black.
I'm Cindy Redding.
I'm Josh Ram.
And I'm Rachel Brooklyn. You're listening to a very special episode of the Bear Facts, where we're getting ready for prom night here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
The junior class has been working very hard getting the final touches ready for prom 2007. The prom theme this year is Jungle Fever, and they've been transforming the gym into a rainforest. The evening will begin with a dinner sponsored by the senior parents. Then at 8:30, there's the Grand March. The public is welcome to attend, and admission is just $1. Following the Grand March, the dance starts at 9 o'clock and continues until midnight.
After prom is after prom. The party starts at 12:45, with doors locked at 1, and the fun continues until 4 in the morning. Games include airboats, human bowling, Texas Hold'em, Papa Shot, Nintendo, Let's Make a Deal, boat races, ring toss, spin the wheel, guitar hero, and mini golf. There will also be a hypnotist, characters, and lots of other fun ways to pass the night. It should be a great time for everyone as we celebrate prom 2007.
Also this weekend is confirmation. Bishop Walker Nicholas is in the area this weekend to confirm dozens of freshmen both from Garrigan and the area public schools. The freshmen have been studying hard all year, and now they'll be full members of the Catholic Church. Confirmation for St. John's in Bancroft and Sacred Heart in Ludyard is this afternoon at 5 o'clock, while St. Benedict, St. Joe Bode, St. Joseph Wesley, and St. Michael's Whittemore will combine with St. Cecilia's for a confirmation ceremony in Algona at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Last Sunday, we held the intramural basketball championship. Because the gym was being decorated for prom, the championship took place at the Algona Family YMCA. It was one of the closest games ever. The two top teams, intramural teams, were Adam Finley's team of the seniors and Nick Birdie's team, which were the juniors. While the seniors had won the two regular season matchups, the juniors came through when it counted. They won the championship by a final score of 36-35. Congratulations to Nick Birdie, Kent Recker, Dylan Frecking, Chris Galehouse, Shane Coob, Peyton Schimmer, Jake Grine, Mike Garman, and Ben Golwitzer. Helping out are their coaches, Coach K, Kobe Creeps, and Coach E, Andrew Albert.
At halftime of the championship game, we announced the 2007 All-Intramural team. Selection is determined by three factors: an internet poll, ranking by the referees, and total points scored during the season. When everything was tallied, the second team honorees were Chris Scobutt, Nick Birdie, Shane Coob, Alec Buckle, Mike Mergen, and Jack Bradley. John Parrish was named the All-Intramural referee. First team honorees went to Adam Finley, Tony Rouse, Ben Golitzer, and Chris Kasman. And the captain of the 2007 All-Intramural team is Chris Galehouse.
A week ago, several Garrigan Quiz Bowl students competed in the Spring Knowledge Master competition. Because of numerous conflicts, only a limited number of people were able to participate this time. Rebecca Erdman and Brittany Birdie participated as a freshman team, and they had a very impressive score of 1,227 points. The varsity team of Chris Scoba, Mark Pepe, Ethan Dalhauser, Brent Kayeski, and Sam Norland had a harder set of questions, but they still managed to score 909 total points. We'll find out next week how Garrigan scores compared against other schools around the country.
It's time again for student council election, and lots of candidates are participating this year. Carrie Courtney and Lee Brashear ran against Shane Coop and John Parrish to be overall student body co-presidents. For next year's senior class, Macy Fickbaum, Meredith Myers, David Frieders, and Andrew Albert were running for president, while Brittany Stone, Ethan Dalhauser, Chrissy Kohlhaus, and Brent Kayeski were on the ballot for representative. Joe Straub and Megan Hilbert, Ashley Bysh and Marnie Rothler, and Sam Norland and Alec Buckholt were running to be leaders of the class of 2009. Well, for next year's sophomores, David Redding and Mike Bergen ran against Nick Furch and Brett Capacious for co-presidents, with Dylan Kolash, Molly Jean Brashear, Dana Miller, and Luke McCall on the ballot for representative. We'll give you the election results on next week's show.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Alyssa Joy Gish. Here with details on her is Josh Ramp.
Alyssa Gish is a Bancroft native who is never afraid to say what's on her mind. She's best known for her accomplishments in golf and basketball, and she'd like to continue to be active in sports after high school. Away from Garrigan, you might see her working at the Heritage Home in Bancroft. Next year, she's considering going to Iowa Central and being part of the Air National Guard. We wish Gishfish all the best in the future.
Thanks, Josh. On our calendar this week, there's prom tonight and confirmation tonight and tomorrow. Monday, baseball practice starts. Also that night, there's boys' golf triangular with Clear Lake at Algona.
Tuesday is stewardship day, when we take a day to do service projects in the school and community. Tuesday night, the golf team plays Webster City and the boys' track team runs at Algona.
Wednesday, we'll all be physically active for Go the Distance Day. That night is a high school spring band and vocal concert, where we'll also say farewell to our music directors. Then, on Thursday, there's CYO golf at Elton.
Also on Thursday, we'll have Grandparents' Day here at school. That night, the boys host the BGHS Adam Sundahl Relays and the girls' track team runs at Eagle Grove.
Friday, we'll have First Friday Adoration in the Garrigan Chapel. Then, on Cinco de Mayo, their state large group music contest and boys' golf meet at Hampton.
Finally, this week, we'd like to honor our sympathy to the Meister family, many of whom are students, employees, or alumni of the Bishop Garrigan Schools. Thelma Meister died of a heart attack last Monday. She was one of the school's biggest supporters, and we'll all miss her greatly.
That's a Bear Facts for April. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.